This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
And this is episode 2 of our digital transformation series with Jason Lowe, the digital transformation director of Cat360 Ventures. Last month, we did our first episode and we demystified digital transformation for you. In this episode, we'll be looking at why and how to build a business platform. As we know by now, going digital can actually grow your business, but many traditional businesses are using this opportunity to cover their losses and not actually expanding the business. So, Jason, today we will be talking about how can a business grow from a single entity into a full-range platform player and probably market leader in the industry. But first, Jason, what does it mean to be a platform business?
Hey there, Jeff. It feels great to be back here again. I really hope that the listeners benefited from the first episode. So it's good that we're actually talking as an extension of the first episode, which is how can you actually grow your business to be a platform business, especially in this digital age. Because in this current digital age, we are opening all kinds of possibilities, opportunities. And I first really understood that term through that Alibaba program, which you interviewed me quite a few months back. And they really talk about how Alibaba grew just from an e-commerce trading entity into a full-fledged like logistics company, payments company, all integrated just to support their core business initially, which is the e-commerce trading. So they really taught us like what are the factors to look at in terms of how can you grow your business from a single entity into what they call a platform business, meaning you can start to integrate a lot of extra things into your whole ecosystem so that you can actually reach that particular target segment audience end to end.
So basically, a platform business is not just having one product. It's having different kinds of products to different kinds of consumers as well then.
So there are a couple of ways to look into understanding how can you be a platform business. One way would be like extending your services. But another way would be actually to collaborate more with other relevant entities that can actually benefit your business in general. For example, if you only sell mobile phones, for example, you can actually slowly extend it to like extended warranty programs, customer service repair programs, pickup logistics programs, but you can actually utilize different partners. It's just that through the usage of technology, all this can be seamlessly integrated into your core platform. Therefore, they'll still approach you for all of the other services, but that does not mean you have to own all of these other services to make the whole thing work.
And that's where I guess a lot of, we spoke about in the first episode, we spoke about how there's a challenge on, the digital transformation mindset, and we demystified some of the myths that you would have. But a lot of us would also say that, hey, it's not that we're not that far behind because, we can buy anything online. It's easy to go online and start a business, but what we're talking about now is really the stage two, is having a business in a whole platform. That's where we seem to struggle, thinking beyond just, having an online presence here.
Yeah, that's very true. I have a lot of companies that actually approach us and they'll ask like, okay, so I sell my things online now. Why isn't it selling? And then we'll take a step back to look at through their initiatives, their digital initiatives, through their digital marketing. Is your digital marketing even strong enough, like in terms of producing content, a content platform to actually generate awareness for your products? So marketing itself can be a huge content of platform for businesses to get onto, which most of them totally don't. They just rely on brands or we call brand principles to provide whatever support, and they just want to stay in a comfortable zone to sell one thing. But what we truly understand is if you want to reach out to a wider audience, you need to have a whole platform to reach out to them. Example, would it be through an extensive digital marketing strategy that tells you about all the other services that you actually have in your business, rather than just, okay, I sell one thing, get it away, why doesn't it sell, and things like that.
All right. And is there an example of a current platform business player that's just very easily recognizable?
Well, a very recognizable player would be definitely Grab. And they just purely started out as a taxi app. Many years ago, MyTaxi. And then from just getting taxis easily booked by people, they extended service to what we know them today. They go full out in the logistics, they extended to express deliveries, food deliveries, they're starting out their payment solutions for these people. It's still their core, which is logistics at its base, but then they could offer all kinds of extra services into their platform. So that generally is a easily recognizable concept on how you can actually grow from a single business core entity into a plethora of services.
Mm. And then some would argue that, oh, you know, of course Grab, because they have an infinity amount of cash in the bank for them to keep expanding. But mindset is also something, a vision of having to you know, they were initially started off being labeled as, oh, it's the Uber copy. But now they've gone way past Uber used to be doing. It's having that vision itself.
Correct. So it comes back to the first episode that we were talking about, the digital mindset. What do you want to use digital for? Mm. If it's just to enable an e-commerce sale, of course, a lot of people are getting onto it. But it's usually beyond that people are talking about, you know? Yeah. How do you extend more? Why would people choose your store? Example, I sell this particular SKU, item A. But why do I need to buy from you? Then that is when companies will start to be more creative. They offer some extra customer service, extra support, extra warranty, extra one-to-one exchange. And all these are actually activities that has to be facilitated. It's not like, okay, I just offer something extra to you, let's just get it over with. You still need people to coordinate these. You need people to manage this whole division. An example like would be Asia. Even their tune points, the big points division, you have a whole department that actually has to cater to the extra platform. So another very good homegrown platform example would definitely be AirAsia. Yeah. How they're expanding everything to cater end-to-end services in terms of traveling.
All right. And are there any examples of businesses or SMEs that you are actually helping to grow to be like a next platform player?
So I help many clients, but let's say if I'm talking about clients that are more easily recognizable, one of them will be TMT by Thunder Match. They are actually an IT retailer company with like almost 90 retail outlets nationwide, and they have been very focused on only retail sales. You sell things online on retail and that's it. So we've been consulting them how to grow their e-commerce. How do you conquer, capture all these markets through e-commerce? And then currently what I'm doing with them is I'm extending their services to start insurance programs for the devices. Then they can be kind of like a device insured company, because you know laptops and mobile phones, they crack easily, you can't really get replacements. So I'm extending that arm for them. And apart from that, I've also extended in their like content, like marketing. They start to talk about review videos, what brands is good. So then again, you offer much more than just selling a laptop, you see. You're offering an extended warranty insurance package, you're offering content and things like that. Another company which I've been working with is, example, Geta Bedding. So Geta is also a local homegrown company that sells a very high premium latex, natural latex mattresses and so on. And a very interesting I saw on Facebook recently is someone has been posting in an entrepreneur group, I think, are there like such thing as sleep consultants? Yeah, they want to know, like, is there someone that can tell me how to make my bedroom better? Where should I place my bed? The angle of the sunlight? Huh. And those are the things I've been proposing to them. Why don't you extend yourself rather than just selling mattresses and telling how good your mattresses into something more holistic, like teaching people how to get better sleep, creating content or video on how to get better sleep. Hmm. And these are the things that we will slowly integrate with them so that it benefits people even more.
And this would also impact not just the local kind of region, right? It's also taking them on a global scale, right?
Yeah, so companies like this are already dealing with a lot of external countries. So by creating all this kind of core content, it actually, because we're still human, even though you're overseas, you're still human, by say you still need to use the same thing, you still, you know, understand the same things, utilize the same things. So definitely it's something scalable through technology.
All right. We're talking to Jason Low. He's the Digital Transformation Director for Cap360 Ventures. And this is episode 2 of our Digital Transformation series. And it is called Building a Platform Business. When we come back in just a moment, we'll talk about how, if you want to start from scratch, to grow into a platform business. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Beautiful festive moments. BFM 89.9, the business station.
And we're back. My name is Jeff Sandhu, together with Jason Low. He's the Digital Transformation Director for Cap360 Ventures. And this is episode 2 of our Digital Transformation series. And it is called Building a Platform Business. And early on, you know, I thought, you know, it was really fascinating to just the defining of platform business and understanding that it's more than just having an online presence and extending to creating content and value instead of just trying to sell a product. So if a business wants to start from scratch and grow into a platform business, what is it that they should look out, like the first thing that they should look out to do?
So this would be a question that most people will like want to know. You know, they'll be like, how?
What? Step one.
Step one, right? So of course, understanding what you want to do first is crucial. Like, I want to expand this service, all right? But the next thing which I've learned through this book called Smart Business is done by one of Alibaba's counselor at the time called Dr. Ming Zhang. Mm. He said that to start, you actually need only two very basic things to kickstart. One, you call it network coordination. And the another thing, you call it data intelligence. Sounds quite fancy.
Yeah.
You'll be like, wow, what network?
Do I need a whole team
do I need
for this?
Do I need like some kind of network system? No, it actually means in a very operational mindset. Mm. Network coordination would mean that, for example, Tanamesh is launching their new digital insurance program where just a click on a button, that device is insured and it's included in your installment per se. So then you as a user, you don't even understand that there's an insurance device attached to your installment for your expensive laptop. But you need to know who is that insurance provider that's willing to do this for you. Who is the web development team that's going to enable the API? So you need to first identify all of these stakeholders, we call it, and what we call collaborative partners. And because of digitally, we can then sync everything together seamlessly. So it means that how do you coordinate that process seamlessly through digital? And if, let's say, that thing is we are able to open API with an insurance provider, we can then get data from it. Yeah. What kind of user would attach an insurance? How much are they willing to attach? And then with the more knowledge, the user behavior that you can gather because of that particular operation or network coordination, you can then expand that idea or make better business decisions through what we call data intelligence.
Right. And also, I'm reading here that, you know, in the book, it also explains how you've got on the yin and yang on digitizing your business.
Right. So that's how he explained in a way, you know. So like network coordination is the yin, then comes the data intelligence with the yang. So it's like a full circle, or they call it the double helix business model process. And that's how things are integrated with a clearly defined way of executing your expansion through gathering data, then only you can crunch better decision-making process, you know?
It works, you know, one can only work as good as if you have the second
one. Like it's a synergy kind of
it's
thing.
It's a synergy process.
Yeah, definitely.
Right, so in this sense, then let's try something different. I guess like let's do a sort of like a challenge. I'll throw you maybe a traditional business and then maybe you could unravel as much as you can to how this business can grow into a platform player digitally. So let's start with like, you know, if I'm an owner of an F&B restaurant in a new housing area. We see a lot of housing areas being developed in Klang Valley recently, and you know they've got shop lots, and I decide to buy a shop lot and you know start my own F&B outlet. So how can I be like a platform player in this new environment where traffic may not be as heavy as the, you know, urban regions?
So interesting thing about starting a new F&B, you must what I would suggest for people, clients these days, is that you got to first get onto platforms. Platforms that can help you make you more known. For example, food delivery is like a huge thing. It's growing. Everybody's surfing food delivery platforms and apps just to find new food in that specific area.
Yeah.
So an interesting thing, example, when I'm looking for Grab food because of the huge haze and I'm not getting on my condo because of the haze, I'm just like, I'm just going to Grab food this thing, right?
Yeah.
And it'll only actually show me restaurants available in my vicinity.
Yeah.
And that's not many, bro. I only have like what, McDonald's, Kenny Rogers, like what about all the local cafes?
Yeah.
Then only I realize, wait, because they're not on this platform.
Mm.
So if you are not on to, like, example, an upcoming growing platform like food delivery services, you're losing out, bro.
Yeah.
You know, this is the first thing. So when you get yourself more known through all this, then only probably you can extend your services through food deliveries.
That's interesting, because over the weekend, me and my girlfriend, we went out to a place that we've never visited before. Mm. And then, you know, we were having lunch and then she looked around and there was this small, you know, it's a food court and there was this small stall that she looked and you go like, oh, that shop's very good. And I go like, we've never been here. How do you know that's very good?
Yeah.
Oh, I've ordered on you know, one of the food delivery apps. And I go like, right.
Oh.
But we've never been there and we never knew the shop was located at that place. It's just, we've always been on food delivery. So
interesting.
You're right. Yeah, that's very interesting.
Yeah, that's something that can help them, definitely.
Okay, so what about, we've spoke a lot to these people, consultation services. How do we become a digital platform business?
So the thing about consultancy services is that a lot of people would think, are the services they're offering even real, for example? They feel like, Oh, it's all fluff, you know. Let me earn 10x UDs, 10x, 10x everything, you know. Like,
you see it,
everything.
And you see it on YouTube. Before every video, you will see an ad about, you know, some guy who would, you know, talk to the camera and tell his younger self if he could rewind to, you know, an 18-year-old of himself, he would tell to invest, you know, in multiple different businesses.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
So when you go on digital services, you can sound, you know, selly and you can sound fake. So how do you avoid those things?
By creating your a very strong own, your own very strong, what I would call this, content platform. Someone's going to look at you, and I've been through the funnel, you know, they call it the funnel to trap people into your course. And when I type that person's name in Google, and it's more fluff, bro. It's like more fluff on the website, more fluff in the social media, and nothing's ever like truly like learnable content.
Yeah.
So what I would say is, example, someone's very good in this is like Gary Vaynerchuk.
Yeah.
He's a very strong person from US, and all of his blogs, his LinkedIn, his Pinterest, his Snapchat, he posts everything. So all of the platforms they're using in the end can be considered under your platform of content, because they're just distribution platforms to your content. So the content you do, the videos, the articles, the some kind of ebook that you do, has to be thing that is very relevant, that people can immediately get the key takeaway from. Then only they know that you're not all fluff.
Yeah.
I can actually learn a couple of things or two, but I can't execute it. That is when I'm going to engage you for like further consultancy services.
Mm.
So that is why I feel a lot of consultants or firms per se, they're not doing so. They're not marketing themselves.
They just want to sell.
Yeah, they just want to sell, right? They don't even like prepare enough content to grow their own platform in terms of this kind of knowledge.
All right, that's just good. What about event space? We see many event spaces that are coming up in and around town, and it's competition, you know, it's crazy. We talked about, you know, earlier on, it's also, you know, comes down to, you know, price. It becomes a price war, right? I think in the first episode, we talked about price war. For an event space, how do we get the, you know, traction?
Well, most of the times I feel event spaces, especially event spaces that are kind of co-working related, they are doing very well in terms of getting a lot of business owners to come and give talks, and then you attract that kind of crowd because they want to listen to this fella speaking. So then the right crowd will go, and then they can convert it that way. But that is in a per se of like a startup or co-working space events. Mm. Then again, you have other kind of events. It can come back down to an F&B cafe.
Yeah.
They also have to run events. So that's another extension of their platform, renting it out fully. But people need to know first that you can do that. The food is nice. So that's where the whole cycle comes again. But and another example which I find interesting recently is that because I'm kind of going to get married soon. So I've been looking for spaces to get married, and there's this very great strategy done by one of these event space. They actually hired influencers that were about to get married to come and run an event in that space, and everyone get invited to free to check the whole thing out. So then they become a platform. An event space can therefore be a platform to gather like-minded people to run events. So you need to decide whether are you running for free or whatever, but the long-term goal is through that process you collect data. And with data, then only you can do more upselling or contacting people individually to secure sales of your event spaces. Okay. So very, very basic, but still a lot of event spaces are not doing that frequently. No. They like to do it like one quarter once. And then how many people will come to your event? 20? That's it? Mm. Whereas very hardworking people, they'll keep running events and they become a platform to gather like-minded people. So that's how I see event space can actually grow from there.
All right. Continuity is basically
a crucial thing.
All right. So to summarize, what would be, you know, like just like words for listeners in order for them to get started in the correct direction?
So and another very interesting quote that I got from that book, which I mentioned roughly earlier, he said that correct decisions today rest on your view of the future. Because you as a business owner, if you believe your business can grow to a platform, then you can. Because then you start to know what kind of network coordinated actions you have to do. Because if you forever, you think that, yeah, I'll just sell one thing in my retail store and get it over with. If got footfall, good. No footfall to the mall. Oh, what am I going to do next? Then you will never change, you see. So another interesting case that had been happening recently from a traditional retailer and distributor is I'm working with a company called Mutu Store, and they thrive to be the first important Indian e-commerce player in Malaysia. because we found out that, there are not many people. You know, you have Mydin selling spices and stuff, but you don't have like a very strong player that brands themselves as the important Indian e-commerce player. And I've already linked them up with Grab Express, for example, to do on-demand delivery. So get your groceries delivered in 2 hours. So you're not only the first store to do that, you extend that service to instant grocery receiving and things like that. And I asked them, but in the first place, I asked the boss of Muthu Store, what was the vision here? He believes that, because he believes in the vision of growing into a platform of distributing Indian products, not only in Little Indias and Giants, but through digitally, that he's really investing a lot of his own personal money into it. So I was very impressed by his initiative, and therefore I'm really pushing it for it to happen in time for Deepavali, hopefully.
All right, cool. Yeah. We'll check that out. Jason, if you want to know more, what is your blog?
All right, so I will write more about all this in more detail because there's just so much audio you can do, right? So I'm going to write in my own website again, jasonlow.my, which I believe will be linked throughout this throughout this link also.
Definitely.
To talk more. So I'm going to expand it on the series so you can read more about topics that we're not discussing over here. So again, hopefully people will gain a lot of insights from it, knowledge from it. And hopefully Malaysia, you know, can slowly creep into that Wawasan 2020 digital future.
All right, hopefully. Stay tuned for next month's series. We're going to go all the way till Wawasan 2020.
Man, all the way.
We will have one show every month. That was Jason Loh. He's the Digital Transformation Director, Cap360 Ventures, on episode 2 of our Digital Transformation series called Building a Platform Business. And if you miss any parts of this show, you can download the podcast now. There will also be Jason's blog that will be embedded in the description. My name is Jeff Sun. This has been Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.